Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Chuck on the Chuck Talk Show Radio. And tonight we're going to talk about the Denver Nuggets and their recent games and how they're doing in the playoffs and what I think of them, honestly. And Mike Malone, is he in the hot seat or is he not? Let's get into it. So, last night's game five was highly impressive on the Nuggets' part. They fixed everything they had to do. They rebounded. They covered KD a little bit better in the screen, the pick and roll. And they did a little bit things better on offense, you know, with their rotations. I think Mike finally realized he's got to play more players on the bench. And having Christian Braun, I think, on KD was a great idea. You know, he's a rookie, but he's an amazing defender. And he deserves his flowers for that game last night. I mean, coming from game four to game five, it was an overnight improvement. I mean, looking at the numbers, from three, we shot 13 from 27 while they shot 9 for 27. That's impressive. I'll take that. Shooting 48% from three is good. I mean, people will say that's bad, but it's almost 50%. We shot 75% from free throws, out-rebounded them on both sides. That's how you win the game. And outdid them on assists by 10. So they fixed all their problems. Still a lot of turnovers, 10-10. Same amount of turnovers on both teams. Fast break. They outscored them on fast break. I told my buddy Chris, I said, you know, if they try to run with them tonight, they're going to lose. And, you know, they surprised me. They honestly surprised me. They went out there. They did run with them. But they also slowed the ball down and, you know, kind of made some good plays, which I'm happy with. You know, two technical fouls wasn't really necessary. You know, I don't know what Brown was doing in their huddle. I don't know what he was trying to accomplish. And Joker going over there, you know, that's obviously going to stir up some animosity because everybody kind of wants a shot at him. Let's be honest. So I think Brown could have, you know, held himself together a little bit better. I think he really doesn't like the Suns, which I love that fire in him. I'm not going to lie. But Brown deserves his flowers as well. He had an amazing game. But Jamal Murray, I think he needs to kind of keep his emotions in check, you know? Watching Landry Shamet guard him, you could tell he was kind of playing off his emotions, not playing off of, you know, conscious basketball. So want to see him kind of keep doing his thing. But just remember that everything you do in the game is going to affect the whole team. You know, you get one technical foul, they'll give them an extra point to bring you closer. So we don't really need that. Moving forward to this last game, and hopefully we can close out the series. I think, you know, it's gonna be a tough game. It's not going to be an easy game. We're going to have to go in there and do the same thing, if not better. If not better. I think The bench needs to get a little bit more involved. I would love to see Reggie Jackson get some minutes. I would love to see Bryant get some minutes, you know, get some bodies in there to just kind of, you know, some aggressive bodies. DeAndre Jordan, maybe give him a couple minutes. So we'll see what Mike does. You know, and there's a lot of people, you know, on Facebook I've seen that they want Mike out of there. They think Mike's in the hot seat. And honestly, I think my honest opinion is if we don't at least go to the finals, he might be gone. He's done some good things and he's done some bad things, but after hearing him lose his voice like that, I know he's kind of working. So I'm gonna hold out, have a little bit more faith in Mike. I think he can, you know, turn the ship around, and then this team's come a long way. You know, we still have some really young stars. I think in the offseason there will be some moves, but right now it's championship time, and there's nothing better than having a banner raised, and we don't have one yet. So in order to do that, we are going to have to shut down Booker. You know, he's still going to drop points regardless, but, you know, having him kind of locked down, KD locked down, they're going to have to utilize the other guys. Going to have to keep watching the pick and roll defense. So that is their bread and butter besides Booker pulling up. So that's all I got. And hopefully we'll see the Nuggets go to the Western Finals. I think they belong there. I think we belong in the finals of the whole thing. And I think we can win it all. Am I
worried about the next series? No, I'm not, because we need to close out this game now. And I think we can. So that's all I got for now. We'll check back, you know, after game six, and we'll see what happens. This has been the Chuck Talk Show Radio. Thank you for joining me.